welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show today. It's going to be awesome. Wanda's in there talking to Dr. Michelle right now. We're going to start off with Larry's in. We're going to talk to Larry about what kind of hot cars we got this summer and what we can expect from the auto industry, as it seems like automation continues to move forward faster than anybody expected. We're also going to talk to Nikki Freed. She's running for Florida Ag Commissioner and Consumer Services Commissioner. We're going to talk to her about why she's running and what her platform is. And then we're going to have, as you heard, Dr. Michelle Wiener, DOMPH from Miami. Dr. Michelle is a medical cannabis and CBD expert. We're going to talk to her about getting well with medical cannabis. So it's a great show. Stick with us. Wanda, rock the house. Very light today, Wanda. Very, very, very light. It's sort of like a summertime kind of thing there going. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got our Audi store up in Gainesville. And down in Key West, they've got all kinds of great nameplates. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, Red Cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, you need a creative solution to your real estate problem? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Want an example? Right before the holiday, I got a call. Hey, Jim, I got to close right after the holiday. Got to close fast. Got to make sure I can close. What did I say? I said, hey, no problem. Got that guy his loan, going to close next week. Took a total of 2.5 weeks to get him his money. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Larry Zinn. Larry is the man for autos down here, and he is my man and takes care of my family and all of my friends, too. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, Larry, you've been out there traveling a little bit. What'd you go out there and see? Anything good?
Oh, well, I was on my honeymoon fairly recently. I got to see Japan, which was pretty incredible. And before that, I get to go out to Rome to drive the Lamborghini SUV, the Urus, which was
nice.
Spectacular.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, there's going to be a Lamborghini SUV. Well, I know what Vivian wants now. So,
yeah, it's incredible, Jim.
So let me ask you this. So how is Mrs. in? High five to Courtney.
Oh, she's doing great. You know, we went on our honeymoon. We were away for 2 weeks together, which was the most time we've ever spent together. And we still like each other, which is a positive.
That is a good thing. It's good to know that you did that. You know, I have other friends. They've actually driven around the country to see if they like their other half. So I'm glad that you were able to get that out of the way without having to spend 6 months in the car together.
Yeah, I'm pretty glad about that as well.
So, Larry, listen, it's summertime. We're coming to the end of some of the model years. We've got some of the model years beginning already. What's something that's kind of new? You've got a whole overview of the whole, all the nameplates there. What is it that's really got your eye coming out this summer?
Well, we've got a few things that are coming out. One of them I just mentioned in that Lamborghini SUV. Uh-huh. What's really cool that's coming is the Jaguar I-Pace, which is Jaguar's first all-electric vehicle. Uh-huh. We're expecting that to arrive within the next couple months. And it's going to have over a 200-mile range. It's a really nice-sized vehicle, very spacious inside, very fast. And it's basically the first true competitor to a Tesla coming to market in a full electric.
Wow, I'm very excited. Can't wait to try one of those. Maybe I'll go do one like a Facebook Live and I'll drive one of those around for a couple of minutes with you in the car. You can tell me all about it.
Well, Jim, I usually see you on Supercar Saturday, so I did want to tell you that I will have it at this week's...
I'll be there! Aloha!
Lamborghini Broward. So,
oh, yes!
And also got a couple other surprises that we're working with, so...
Oh. Wow, I'm very excited. You know, Larry, I love going to those things. I love seeing everybody. You know who my favorite person is, and it's not you. It's the little boy with the coffee lady over there. That guy is just terrific. I love him.
Oh, he's the man.
He is the man. I walk in. He's doing his little video games, and I start talking to him, and he doesn't even look up. He says, yes, we don't have any milk. We'll just give you your coffee without it. I say, yes, sir, I'll take it. No problem. But it's great, you know, because I come out there, you've got you, you've got Sam, you've got the whole team is out there. People can really get a feel for what a family organization it really is. And that's what it's really all about, Larry, because, you know, you and your family project the values that people want to be associated with. And that's really what it's all about with the Warren Henry family. From Sergio, the guy who washed cars, who now runs Infinity for you. It's just amazing.
Yeah, no, it's great, and we always appreciate that you come out and support us and do the Facebook Live deal from out there, and I'd certainly encourage anybody who wants to join this weekend to come out to Lamborghini Broward from 10 to 1 for Supercar Saturday. It's a great event, and it's free for everybody.
Oh, it's so amazing. It's amazing.
This week we'll be supporting Wounded Warriors as well.
Excellent.
So we'll be doing a charity barbecue for Wounded Warriors, and it should be a great event.
I'm really looking forward to it. I love coming out there. The one thing I want to make sure is that Peter's there and he's parked before I drive my car onto the property.
That is a safe bet that he will be parked and that you will not be on the road at the same time, which is always good.
Now, is your uncle and your dad going to be bringing their cars? Because that's like $4 million worth of cars on 8 wheels.
You know, I am not really sure. I'm positive my father will be out there, but I don't know about the rest of the family in this particular time,
okay.
Who's coming and who isn't. But we are going to have a few other special things that we've never had there before that I don't want to reveal quite yet.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Is Floyd going to put him up like at 10 o'clock tomorrow or something?
Nope. Going totally...
Totally stealth. Got to be there or aloha to see this stuff?
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm very excited. Now I'm waking up early. You know, usually I get there sort of in the middle. I think this time I need to get there early. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Larry?
I would definitely recommend it, especially if you can get a parking space.
Well, you know, I know the guys that get me a parking space. I'll just get there super early to Supercar Saturday, and well, the guys wave me in because they know I know you. Part of the family. So, Larry, you know, we really haven't talked a lot about the Audis. You know, I've been seeing Audi of Gainesville posting on their stuff. Haven't gotten up there because my trip to Gainesville this year got sideswiped a little bit by the hurricane. But tell me a little bit about what Audi's got going on, because it's something that is really terrific. And I know when I drove the A7 earlier this year that you guys let me drive, it was just awesome.
Yeah, Audi's a really great brand. Beyond the vehicles being absolutely beautiful and extremely high quality, they've got some great product. I mean, they've got a new A7 on the way, which should be coming in the near future. We've just gotten those, the Sportback models,
right?
Which are really, really nice. I mean, it's a very sleek coupe-like sedan. So it does have four doors, but does have that raked look like the A7.
Awesome.
And additionally, you know, the Audi Q7 is a phenomenal vehicle. There will be an additional vehicle coming called the Q8, mm-hmm. which is more coupe-like than the Q7, mm-hmm. as well as a full electric coming from Audi as well called the e-tron, which
When's
is
that?
Just a super cool name.
When's that getting here?
You know, I don't know the exact date on that one, but I'm sure before it gets out, I'll probably be on the show again and can definitely update everybody.
I'm hopefully that'll be the case. But, you know, I've got another 18 months on my lease, so I'm kind of looking at what's coming out then and also kind of balancing that off with the Flex Wheels program. What's going on with that? How's that rolling out?
Well, I was going to ask you, Jim, would you, now that you've experienced what a subscription is like, is that something you would consider?
100%. What, are you kidding me? I want to do that as soon as I can make it work. It was absolutely amazing. I'm just going to talk about it.
He wants to be the spokesmodel.
I am the spokesmodel. First of all, we had it right after the hurricane. You guys gave me an A7. I drove it up. There were the 150 workers at the apartment building. They said, Jim, what's that new car? Then when they came and they swapped that out for the Range Rover Sport, just a couple days later, I had like 150 of them. And I like did a thing. I asked, which one did you guys like better? They did a vote. And I got to tell you, Larry, Vivian liked that big Range Rover like, you know, but then I got the BMW M4 convertible. Oh, that rocked. And see, what people don't realize is that all three cars were in my garage. I just called somebody and there they were. There's Wanda right there. So Larry, it's just great. And then Larry, where's the Flex Wheels garage? It's just in everybody's driveway, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I think the coolest thing about the subscription model is that you're not committed to one vehicle. You have a full garage of vehicles at basically the push of a button. You command it on your phone, and then within short order, somebody's coming to your home or your office or wherever you are to switch out your car. And as a matter of, an alternative to traditional leasing or vehicle ownership, it's something that, of course, I'm really intrigued with, but it's good to hear your feedback as well and that you enjoyed it, because I think in the future this is going to be something where, it's an alternative that people are really going to consider. Just
the
matter
is
of
here.
Getting the word out there that it exists.
I want to get you and Eric on the show. One day we'll talk about the whole thing, the future of autos. You know, we'll get your schedules because I know you both run around a lot. But the reality is that it's just fun. It's exciting, and it changes your persona just the way when you change your outfit, it changes your persona. It's just incredible. It's a lot of fun, and it's here to stay.
And it's easy.
It is easy.
Yeah, you need to go to Home Depot on the weekend. You can get a pickup truck. You know, it's a beautiful time during the fall, and you want a convertible, you can get a convertible for the weekend. It's just really, it's a really great thing, and gives people so much access to so many different types of vehicles.
Well, I'm very excited. Like I said, I told Sergio, I hope I didn't break his heart. I told him when I saw him yesterday, I took my car in. High five to May and the service line. I love those people, by the way. And so I took my car in for service. I swung by Sergio. I said, Sergio, he goes, you got, you're about this time next year. It's a little more time, Mr. Freed. I said, well, Sergio, I don't want to break your heart, but I think I want to be a Flex Wheel man.
Hey, that would be great.
Well, I'm going to sign up for that. I'm going to be down for that. Now, there's a whole bunch of different varieties of Flex Wheel plans, aren't there?
There are. So there are different options in regards to the tier of vehicle that you're searching for. But the benefit is that your insurance is included. Basically, your maintenance is included as well. So it's going to include everything but your gas.
I'm very excited. Can't wait to be a part of that. I think it's a genius move by you and Eric. I know Eric really worked hard on that. Really hard.
Oh, absolutely. Eric was definitely the driving force behind it. And has done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, that was good. Wanda liked the double entendre.
Like driving force.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, pun intended. You know?
I know. Well, listen, Larry, I know I got to let you go. I know you got your meetings. I want to give again. Now, we want to get together, me and Vivian. Vivian's now able to go out again. I want to get together with you and Courtney when we can and celebrate your nuptials. We weren't able to be there in person, but now we'd love to get together with you guys, give you both a hug and a kiss, and blessings for a beautiful future and a wonderful family life.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Please, as always, send my love to Vivian, and thanks for having me as a guest on the show, and all of your support certainly means a lot to me.
Bye, Larry.
Larry, we love you, Larry. Can't wait to see you Supercar Saturday, and we appreciate your support as well. Wanda, let's rock. Yeah, I love Larry Zinn. Everybody should just go up to Supercar Saturday just to meet Larry Zinn. Larry Zinn is one of the most amazing people. He's just terrific. He's got both feet on the ground. One of the sharpest business people I know. So, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard us talking about Audi, and they've got all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I think you hear what the Warren Henry Advantage when I talk to Larry. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, which means they come pick up your car for you, take it back for you. You don't have to go to the service line. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom drives that person crazy. Hey, so join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Always, we're all members of the Warren Henry family. I got all excited when I thought about how beautiful Vivian is. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's right. I want to give the time to Nikki, Wanda. Hey, you know why I want to do that? Because Nikki is who I support in her race because she is for Florida. Hey, if you need real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Real Estate Capital, I've got you covered. Creative, what's going on there? You're waving at me? Come on in, Dr. Michelle. All right, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need creative real estate financing. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Nicole Freed. Nicole Freed, hey, I know you. You're my niece. What's happening?
What's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing great. I got Dr. Michelle here keeping me level-headed, too, so it's really a fun time.
Two of my favorite people all in one room. I'm sorry I'm not physically there with you guys.
Well, you will be sometime soon, but after you win your race, that's what's going on. So, Nikki, real quick, what are you running for and why?
So I am running for Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I know it doesn't sound very sexy to those who might be listening, but it is one of our four cabinet positions that has over $1.9 billion overseas, and it's everything from agriculture to the environment to water to energy to all consumer services, from your food services to your do not call list, auto repair shops, fitness centers, and as we've seen in the media recently, the concealed weapons permitting process, which our current commissioner has messed up royally in that department. And I'm running because I think we're broken up in Tallahassee. We've had 20 years of an administration of one party who hasn't been watching out for the little guys, and have seen it firsthand when it comes to the implementation of medical marijuana, which, as most of your listeners may know, that's been near and dear to my heart for the last 4 or 5 years that I've been involved, and saw firsthand how government has really stepped in the way of allowing patients to get access to their medicine, and saw an opportunity to take my activity and take my actions and my passion and cross the state and send my message out and put my name on a ballot to get up to Tallahassee to make a difference.
So, Nikki, you know, we talked a little bit about medical marijuana and wellness, and that's why I have Dr. Michelle on in the second half of the show, because I think a lot of people still may think that that's a little bit of voodoo. Dr. Michelle, medical cannabis, medical marijuana, that's the real deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me. And hi, Nikki. So medical cannabis, the biggest problem is the fact that it's a Schedule I drug. And so it's very difficult for us to do good randomized clinical trials, and therefore we're kind of going in circles here. But once it's no longer a Schedule I drug and we're able to do better studies, then we're able to really use this as medicine. However, in clinical practice, I obviously have a lot of experience with patients who are able to get off their pharmaceuticals, decrease their opioids, and improve their quality of life. So I know for a fact it is actual medicine.
So, Nikki, you know, you do more than actual medicine. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is the impact that the administration in Washington is having here locally in Florida. For instance, I was reading about the lobster fishermen who've been affected. That's part of our commerce. And they've just been had a whole big problem with this China thing. How would you work with the agriculture community that's starting to get waylaid by this and NAFTA? There's been a whole bunch of disruption for them.
Oh, it's been atrocious. I mean, unfortunately, you know, agriculture is our number two economic drive in the state of Florida after tourism. And what's happened in the last couple, you know, last decades is one, you know, yes, we have NAFTA in place. That's hurting a lot of our small farmers across the state of Florida. We also have all these tariffs that President Trump has now instilled. And now we have the trade war with China. And so what's doing it is putting all this pressure on our farmers and the people that are growing our produce and making sure that we are having fresh from Florida produce here and securing, and it's a security issue. And so basically, you know, is making sure that there is somebody who's going to be constantly working with the people here in Florida, coming up with creative solutions of how to make sure that they are constantly, you know, turning over good product, making sure that the regulations are in place, and then taking that message to D.C. I mean, we haven't had somebody to go into D.C. and to stand up against President Trump. You know, in fact, Commissioner Putnam has, in fact, supported President Trump's trade wars in China and the tariffs, which is hurting our farmers. So you're going to have somebody in Tallahassee who's going to take that message, be a constant thorn in the president's side. And if we all get elected, and when we get elected in this November, we're able in 2 years to get him out of office and turn our state blue. But we can't do that without getting everybody out to vote this year.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues, Nikki. You talked about Adam Putnam, the current commissioner who's running for governor, who fouled up all of the gun registration situations, read about it in the paper. But, you know, we need some sensible outlooks on guns. You're a firearm concealed weapon holder, aren't you?
I certainly am. I've had my concealed weapons permit for about 4 or 5 years at this point. I own a gun. I'm a responsible gun owner. And we really need to take a look at, especially the concealed, you know, under the commissioner, we oversee not just the concealed weapons permits, but also licensing of our security guards, dealing with the hunting permits and bear permits. And so it's a whole entire overlook of what's happening in our state. And as commissioner, I will be an advocate for, you know, smart regulation and making sure that the laws that are actually on the books are being followed. And what's crazy is that, so I have a concealed weapons permit, and it expires at a 7-year window. And I could have never picked up my gun in those 7 years. And then I apply for renewal, and there's no continuing education course. So you're putting somebody who hasn't held a gun, giving them another 7 years. There really should be some more education and some training that happens after that 7 years before there's renewal. So we have a lot of work to do to make sure that we are securing our citizens here in the state of Florida. And as commissioner, that's part of my responsibilities.
Now, Nikki, I have both a concealed weapons permit and the
medical marijuana card.
Thank you. I forget what it's called. But yeah, I got one of those too. And so I'm on two different lists. You know, when I went in and got the gun permit, the guy that was getting the gun permit at the same time as me kind of, you know, kind of maybe needed a more stringent interview. And when I got my concealed weapons permit, the only training I did was I sat with a guy for 2 minutes and then fired one shot into like nowhere. So, you know, it seems to me like maybe there does need to be a little bit more training, a little bit more processing of the people to make sure that everything's okay. What are your thoughts on this? What are some of your creative ideas to make Florida a better state?
Well, you know, and I think you make a very good point. You know, I too have my medical marijuana card and my concealed weapons permit. And there has been a lot of questions and a lot of conversation. I'm sure Michelle gets it all the time as well. Is one exclusive of the other? And so there's a lot of people who are refusing to get their concealed weapons permit because they happen to be on the medical marijuana registry or vice versa. And so it's something that, you know, we have constantly been asking for some direction from the commissioner's office today, and he has been completely silent on it. I can tell you that I do not see why somebody cannot receive a concealed weapons permit. That is a direct oversight here in our state so it's not a federal issue. Obviously, the ownership of a gun is still controlled by the feds, and so that's a whole different issue until which time that we can get it out of the Schedule I narcotics. But I can tell you that as commissioner, and I've said this publicly many, many times, the one of my executive orders would be from day one is that if you, in fact, have a concealed weapons permit and a medical marijuana card, you are not in jeopardy of losing either and or not getting it renewed. I do not see just because you're exercising both of your amendment rights that you're losing the other.
Wow, I can't believe it. You mean that I'm at risk of losing one of those rights? I mean, aren't they both constitutional rights?
Well, the concealed weapons permit is not a constitutional right. Gun ownership is. But you definitely have, you know, right now under the current administration, there's a question. And people across the state are constantly asking those of us who are in the industry, their doctors, their attorneys, and trying to figure out what the parameters are. And we've had absolutely no direction from the commissioner. And so that would be something that I would take seriously. I'm making sure that there is no question that if you have one, it does not preclude you from holding the other.
Now, you know, I'm in real estate. I do a lot of real estate. Ran into one of the people in Broward County that you helped work with the zoning regulations for marijuana. You places in Broward County.
I've Stephanie got a Toothaker.
Yes. Stephanie. High yes. five to Stephanie. And yeah, missed that one, Wanda. Sorry, I didn't give you the heads up. And so, you know, I've got a client. They're looking to put marijuana accessory stores, not even sell marijuana products. And a lot of landlords are refusing to even allow us to show their space to these tenants. Can landlords bar medical marijuana and accessories from being tenants?
I mean, to be quite honest, so this is what's happened on the local level, that the state created an awful preemption law in the implementation of the constitutional amendment for marijuana, basically allowing local governments, as both county and city governments, from doing an all or nothing approach. Either they can pass an ordinance to allow dispensaries of the medical marijuana treatment centers, so those are the 13 license holders, to open up a dispensary, and it cannot be regulated any more than that of a pharmacy. So anywhere you see a pharmacy, any kinds of regulations that deal with the pharmacist, a pharmacy can be has to be equal to that of a dispensary, or they can all out ban them. Now, obviously, as you know, property rights is first and foremost, you know, held in high regard to somebody who owns property. And so, however, an individual landlord and somebody who owns property may not want, because it's still a federally illegal substance, that they may not want them in their store, but that doesn't mean that they can't be there as long as your city or your county has not banned them locally.
Okay.
So if you have, say, for instance, Miami Beach is allowing dispensaries, but if a specific building or landlord does not want to rent to a medical marijuana treatment center, they don't have to.
Okay. So then let's leave it at this. Nikki, if people want to support you, learn more about you, how do they find you and how do they donate to your campaign? Which I've already done.
Well, that's easy. So it's thank you. As Dr. Reiner.
Yeah, she leaned in and said that, but Wanda's being lazy on the mic there.
Yes.
What?
Light up, light her up, Wanda. Com. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's NIKKISRIED.com is the website, and that's where you can donate. And obviously, I have a Facebook page, both on a personal and now the campaign one, which is just Nikki Fried for Ag Commissioner. And then I also have a Twitter handle, which is just Nikki Fried, and same thing with an Instagram account. And I'm really looking forward to taking my message across the state, you know, seeing that, you know, I'm from South Florida and being the new face and the new vision of agriculture. I will be the first female elected to the position. And so it's really important that everybody understands that just because it has the word ag in it doesn't mean that it's precluding of impacting your life on an everyday basis. And it's such an important position, and especially it's one of the four cabinet officers. So it also deals with all the clemency and restoration of rights. So it's such an important election this year and such an important position that I really hope that Floridians take a look into the position, take a look into my platform and what I stand for, and hopefully get their support come August and then November.
Can I say I'm just so proud of you?
Go ahead.
I just did. I'm so proud of her. You're the best, Nikki Fried. One more time, NikkiFried.com, NIKKIFRIED.com. Change America. Vote for Nikki. I'll talk to you soon, honey. Can't wait to give you a hug and a kiss.
All right.
You're the best.
I love you guys.
Bye, Nikki.
All right, we're going to be back. You've heard her a little taste here before on this half hour. We're going to have her full bore next half hour. She's here with us. She's Dr. Michelle. She is the one that can answer your questions about medical cannabis, and I've got a whole bunch. We'll be back after this. I think Wanda might have a question or two also.
You show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing now the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah, I want to rock and roll. Come on, play that. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. And party every day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what we're about. We're about medical marijuana, Wanda. What are you trying to do there? It's not about partying. It's about getting people well. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard Larry talking about the hot new Audis they're getting in Gainesville, and they've got all kinds of great cars at their store in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all have the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Paint your face and sing like Kiss.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida wellness Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Space. Okay, yes, I'm back, and I'm going to talk about wellness and positive energy and the sacred space. We're here with Dr. Michelle Wiener, who is a medical doctor who trained with my pain management specialist from Sylvester. So you were a fellow at Sylvester, right?
Yes, I was. I did my residency and fellowship at University of Miami.
Because I'm trying to get it out there that you're not some long-haired hippie person, that you're really a well-qualified medical professional.
Well, I do have long hair, but I am a qualified medical professional, and I have my master's in public health as well. And so the practice that I am part of, Spine and Wellness Centers of America, we also pride ourselves on the fact that we are part of research and doing the studies that will actually help make cannabis and other pain options more valuable in the future and more specific. So we're specifically looking by working with FIU on a opioid study where we take a lot of our patients who are on opioids and offer them CBD and cannabis and see if they're able to decrease their overall pharmaceutical consumption, if their quality of life improves, less depression, anxiety, improved sleep, and overall decrease in pain.
So my brother-in-law just had epidural. He's running out of gummy bears, and he lives in a state where he doesn't have a card. This guy's out of luck. It reminds me of, 40 years ago, before Roe v. Wade got passed, and ladies had to go leave and go from Florida to New York. Wasn't a good thing for them either. So this is really a thing that we need to get accomplished so we can have interstate trade and interstate commerce, and people can have a quality of life everywhere. But now if you're in a place like Georgia, you're just out of luck, no?
Right. Well, we happen to be lucky in Florida that medical marijuana is legal. CBD or hemp oil is legal in all 50 states, and so people are able to get that. However, the quality of the product is very important. It's important that it's third-party lab tested, that they make sure the cannabinoid profile is consistent with what they assume to be in the bottle.
What's that?
So cannabinoids are all the important substances in the cannabis plant. So there's over 100 cannabinoids. There are terpenes, there are flavonoids, there are all these different parts of the plant that all have medicinal benefits. The two that we know a lot about are CBD or cannabidiol and THC. And so the stigma has been about marijuana basically came out of the fact that THC, which is one molecule, can cause psychoactivity. And so because that one molecule can cause someone to feel high, now people assume that all marijuana causes people to be high. But there's ways of using medical marijuana so that you're able to not have that psychoactivity and improve whatever symptom we're trying to treat.
Yeah, you know, like I've gone into the store. I go to the Sertero Wellness Center. It's the one that's closest to me over on Alton Road. High five to... Thank you so much. You caught me there, didn't you?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I like that. High five to Jake and his team out there. They do some great stuff. They got some great quality control. They got some great products. And I've been experimenting. There's all kinds of different levels. I can't get the numbers totally right. If I don't have the bottles in front of me, I'm lost. But there are certain ones that I can take in the morning. You told me to take something in the morning and in the evening. That's the...
Right. So I actually had Sertera in my office, some of the members of Sertera in my office today, and I was actually at their grow on Friday in Tampa. And so I learned a lot about their products. One of the reasons I like them is because they're all about consistency, and they have all their products are organic. So the consistency part's very important, and that has to do with the ratio. So when we talk about medical marijuana, we talk about the ratio of CBD to THC. So sometimes a patient may just need CBD, and sometimes they may need THC, and sometimes they need it in a higher or lower ratio, depending on what we're treating. So sometimes your morning dose is going to be a certain milligrams, and it could be a completely different medication. And so that's why it's important to see a well-trained cannabis physician. However, we don't learn this in medical school. So most of this is self-taught, and I have enough patients now, probably 1,000 patients now that are on the registry, so I'm able to get good data, not just anecdotal, but to actually see what's going on in South Florida and how patients are improving and what medications are helping them.
Now, how about this? I've got the high THC and the low THC or no THC. What if you mix them? Do they like cancel out? What happens
right
there?
So low THC.
I've been wondering this. What's my question on my purple sticker?
I'll teach you. So low THC is really high CBD, and that has no psychoactivity. And that's really effective for anxiety, for seizures, for sleep, and for inflammation. Mm. And higher THC is more effective for severe pain, anything with central nervous system like nausea and vomiting or increasing appetite. But when you bring the two of them together in a certain ratio, the CBD decreases the psychoactivity from the THC.
Hold it. Say that again.
The CBD will decrease the psychoactivity from the THC. So by using the two together in a certain ratio, some people need 2 to 1, 3 to 1 if they're very sensitive to THC. But we can balance out any of that psychoactivity by adding more CBD.
That's what I wanted to know.
So we're going to do that.
All right.
See that? You see that? You don't have to get high to get help. Is that basically what you just said?
That's exactly right. You don't have to get high, and you can still use marijuana. And the stigma of, you know, people not performing and lack of motivation because they're using marijuana, really, we need to get rid of the stigma. We need to show people how we're able to actually function using CBD during the day and improve our quality of life with the addition of cannabis, and not the fact that what people think of, which is basically people sitting on the couch and eating
cookies.
Exactly.
No, actually, I've been personally experimenting because I don't have moment-to-moment access to you. I guess I really do, but
yes,
I don't want to abuse it. And I've been experimenting, so that's really cool, because at night I would do the mixing of the things or not, and I'm trying to see what's going on.
So during the day you would use more of a CBD, which is
right,
what they call low THC, and you would start off at a lower milligram and every 2 or 3 days increase that milligram until you were able to find that you felt some relief. And then at nighttime, you would experiment more with the THC, either in a 1-to-1 ratio or a higher THC to CBD. And a lot of times people are nervous about the psychoactivity, but if you're using it in the evening in your own house, there's no toxicity. Nobody has ever overdosed or died from the use of marijuana. And for the most part, once you're sleeping, it doesn't matter if there is a psychoactivity because you're not able to feel it.
You have great dreams?
No, I have an admission I need to make.
Go ahead.
I was once watching the football game and I forgot that I took a little of the medical marijuana under my tongue, and I did it again. I thought I was having a heart attack. fell flat on my face right on the bed. That stuff is strong.
Okay. So you just used THC and you fell flat on your face?
Woof. No, I was sitting there. I didn't fall flat on my kind of just
fell asleep on his face.
Oh, you fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep right on the counter.
And that's the beauty of it. If you needed to fall asleep,
that sounds like a great sleep.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. I woke up for the second half, had a good time. It was a Dolphin game.
I would love to fall asleep like that. That'd be awesome.
And cool. The other thing is the route of administration, how you consume it.
So yes.
Sometimes someone needs to treat something immediately, like a seizure or a panic attack, and vaping is one option. And vaping is safe. It's not like smoking where we use a lighter and allow carcinogens into the lungs. So vaping is a safe route of administration. It works quickly, and it doesn't last that long, but it maybe 3-4 hours max.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you cough, and you don't have a thing there. You don't have like that smoker's cough or any of that other stuff.
Right. Well, that has to do with the cutting or mixing agent, the oil in the vape. So Surterra actually doesn't use any mixing agent, which is very good because a lot of the patients who are used to smoking pot actually like vaping because it'll give them that immediate effect, but it won't actually cause any problems to their lungs or
it's amazing
coffee. so much safer
it's beyond safer it's just more acceptable. It's you're not coughing, you're not hacking, you don't have a problem when you wake up,
and you really need very little to actually have an effect. I would say my most common way of using cannabis in patients is tincture. So that's a bottle of oil that you use sublingual drops. And the reason
under
why
your tongue, right?
Under the tongue. And the reason why I like that is because it can work quickly and it lasts a little bit longer than vaping, but you're able to be flexible in terms of increasing the dose. So over time, you can increase the dose as opposed to with vaping, you don't really know how many milligrams you're getting.
100%. In fact, that's exactly right. In my personal experience, I've seen that the only way that you can truly control the dosing is with the tincture oil under the tongue, because as you said, the vaping, you kind of sometimes, you get lost in the vaping, you know, you forget what you did after a while.
Right. And the other trick with the tinctures in the oil is if you want it to last longer, you can always, once you find the right ratio and the right milligrams, you can put it in food and then it will actually become an edible form. So if you want to fall asleep, you could put it under your tongue. If you want to stay asleep, you could put it in food about an hour before bed and then it will last a good 8 to 10 hours.
Wow.
How come you didn't tell me that last week? Oh, my God, that's great. Oh, wow, I know what I'm having for a snack. Now, let me ask you this. So I could put it in ice cream.
You can put a lot of my patients put it in
ice cream.
At night. Ice cream.
Helado in Miami.
Exactly.
And let's see what else. Oh, I could. Oh, this is a great one. Here's one. Then we'll go to break on this. We'll let people think about it. Have it in your cafecito. We'll come back and talk about that. Great cut to the anxiety. I got Dr. Michelle cracking up. Wanda, take us out and rock the world. Jumping back here, who's our artist we're playing right now?
It's Madge.
I just wanted to ask.
Madonna.
Oh, that's my girl. That's my girl.
I love this song. This is my all-time favorite song, folks.
Well, play it a little louder.
Music.
All right. Be a little more flexible. Come back and let's talk about Larry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You heard Larry's in earlier. That's my man. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. We talked about the new Audis that are coming. That electric one sounds awesome. And remember, in Key West, they've got all kinds of name brands. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, red cap service. They're going to be bringing me my car back later tonight on red cap. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me. My wonderful mom and my beautiful, sexy wife, Vivian. Join us all as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Go back to Madge.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. All right. Well, we're getting all kinds of texts in a current basis for Dr. Michelle, but we're not back yet, Dr. Michelle. Hey, if you need some real estate capital and you need it to be creative, then you need to call me. That's right. I'm the most creative real estate guy you ever met. If you need your problem with real estate solved, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're going to do a short one this time, Wanda, because I want to get back to Dr. Michelle. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to Bill and also to my good friend Kent. They're listening from across the state of Florida today. We've got people even in Europe. We're here with my, can I say good friend?
Of course.
I'll say my good friend.
We're almost family.
There you go. Dr. Michelle Weiner. She's back. She is the marijuana cannabis doctor of record for most of the big shots I know, and also just regular old people, too. So how does somebody come to find out that they want to try medical marijuana, Dr. Michelle?
So sometimes the patient actually comes to me because they had a friend or family member who was using cannabis that had a positive result. And other times it's actually the patient who's usually asking their primary care physician. They hear medical marijuana is legal and they think maybe it's an option for them. And the problem is the physicians don't really know that much about it and are a little bit nervous to get involved with it. So then some physicians are able to make a good recommendation to a physician who has some experience with cannabis. But it's important to actually see a physician who has experience and is actually passionate about it, because it can be a frustrating period at first to try to figure out the right dose, the right ratio, the right way to use it. But once you're able to work with the physician, then you'll find it becomes very standard of care, as if it's like taking your regular medications.
It really is. I like to think of it almost like a vitamin in the morning. And you know, there's a lot of people that are afraid. Maybe they've got a pre-existing condition. Maybe they've got a pre-existing predisposition to being afraid because of the historic demonization. How do you get people over the edge, back into, you know, over the Rubicon on that one?
So I agree with you about the vitamin. I think that CBD will be in our multivitamin in the future. And I think that because of the science that basically says we make marijuana-like molecules in our body, and the purpose of them is to maintain homeostasis. So when you're experiencing some type of symptom, it really means that your body is out of balance and one of the other systems needs a little bit of help.
And that's what homeostasis is. It's the natural balancing of the body. You see, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I got another one, osmosis, but we won't talk about that today. So if your body is trying to keep itself balanced, and we're going to get into it for just a second, the body's just a big chemical reaction.
Right. So there are many different neurotransmitters. And so if you're having a seizure, if you're having pain, let's say you're depressed, you're not producing enough serotonin, the purpose of the endocannabinoid system, or this cannabis-based endogenous system in our body, is to tell the body produce more or less of a neurotransmitter so that we're able to maintain that homeostasis. So we can really treat almost any condition with cannabis, because we are just trying to maintain homeostasis amongst the different cellular neurotransmitters and reactions going on in the body.
You know, I talked to somebody today. It's just like the aspirin comes from the willow tree. This is other medicines are going to come from. I mean, we go and look for the next antibiotic. We're turning over every sponge in the sea looking for that. Maybe it's in cannabinoids.
And maybe it's just in our diet and lifestyle. So we work at the Sacred Space, and I do a monthly lecture there. And that
high five to Carla. There you go. You weren't on the air. There you go.
And the sacred space is wonderful. It's a very holistic environment, and I teach cannabis and CBD, and we're actually starting to integrate that lecture with yoga and with Pilates, and there's many different supplements people are taking that may be very beneficial that may be able to replace their pharmaceuticals. So I think people are learning more and more that our soil and our diet and the things that we're consuming are actually not allowing us to be at our optimal level of living and of health. And so we need to actually supplement with more, electrolytes and different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and instead of just have that knee jerk to give a prescription and take a medication, which may in turn cause a side effect that will be now needing another medication. So it's more important to think about diet, lifestyle, and making positive, healthy wellness choices.
Homeostasis. I haven't heard it since like high school, and it's such the right term for what we're after.
Right. There's a friend of mine who owns a company called The Perfect Balance World. And really, the perfect balance is what we're all trying to maintain. And
yes.
So in the body, in the environment.
Yes. It's stress. Stress is the worst killer of all. Stress, the traffic. That's
Amen.
My fault is the traffic, the sun, the additives in our food, the unnatural things in our environment. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Michelle, could you come back?
Please,
of course. I would love to.
Would you
Thank
bring
you
your
for
kids next
me.
Time?
I will. Gregory and Sloan, next time you're coming with me.
Oh, we love that.
They
That's
can play
the best
with polo.
Part of all. I want to thank Dr. Michelle for coming in and livening it up and making us a little bit smarter. I want to thank Nikki Fried for having the guts to put it all on the line to help Florida, a lot of people she doesn't know. I want to thank Larry Zinn. Larry Zinn
Are you
not only comes
up?
In and hands us this auto stuff, but he powers up the show. The show's sponsored by Larry.
Are you wrapping it up?
Do I have time?
Well, it seems like you're closing, but go ahead.
I am.
We got time.
We do?
Well.
Should I ask Dr. Michelle, how to get in touch with her?
Go ahead.
Dr. Michelle.
Yes. So I have a website. It's drmichellewiener.com. And I have a few offices in Kendall, Coconut Grove, Hollywood, and Boca.
So you can see anybody.
So I can see anyone in the Tri-County area.
So, Dr. Michelle, we're wrapping it up here. I want to thank you so much. I'm going to take my headset off here. Thank you so much for coming on our show and telling our community the kind of things you do, because you're peeling the onion off. You're peeling all the BS off that has been layered on for so many years, and it's a really important thing. You really are a blessing.
Well, thank
community.
You. It's also very satisfying for me to go to work and give people hope and help a lot of people and really become friends with a lot of my patients as we titrate them over time and they're feeling much better.
I love this woman. Hey, you know who else I love? I love Vivian Fried. I'm on my way to go see her. Wanda, you're right up there too, as is my mom
Aww,
and the
thanks.
Rest of my family. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business or Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, Robert Pitts will have the show posted right away. If you missed today's show, it'll be up. Oh, I'm talking tomorrow on FriedOnBusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I obviously just love doing this. That's right. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Fried.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world. I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy.
Whoa, 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 yeah. 880. where money talks.
Apes that paint.